Pepita's Cuddly Toy Massacre. By Doxy. Image. Bakar al-Doxy releases poison gas. Eating chicken does that sometimes. I adopted Pepita 5 years ago. She was 5 at the time. The local vet, who is yet another guy ultra-conservative, told me that a woman he knew had just got divorced and wanted to part with her female miniature dachshund. I went to meet the woman and came back with a dog in my arms. The woman had given her a pretentious name. Have you also noticed that those who intend to abandon their dogs always start with giving them snobbish names? My dog is anything but a snob, so off went the hoity-toity name and Pepita she became. Image. Jeet leader is Adolf for garbage after World War III. Pepita proved a fun-loving little dog, at the same time uncomplicated and mischievous. She was emaciated when she first came here, a real shame, but her appetite proved so healthy that she soon gained weight, going from extremely thin to slim and elegant in just a few months. She is also quite a good time girl. Shortly after her arrival, liberal friends brought a bottle of wine. Because I am a bit medieval, I serve wine in silver tumblers, one of which belonged to my great-grandmother, born in 1858. I believe it enhances the taste, but it is probably just my imagination. About 10 minutes after the wine had been poured, we caught Pepita blithely lapping up Rose out of a tumbler. Because she is such a Velcro dog, always demanding cuddles and attention when I have to work, I bought her a small cuddly toy from a nearby charity shop. Normally, I am against charity shops as they only benefit parasites, but they can sometimes be useful, relatively speaking. Image. Have a touch of nausea. All pessary Klingon tastes foul. To my amazement, cute, sweet-looking Pepita morphed into a fierce, ferocious and high-maintenance dog. Perhaps, cuddly toys taste of wine. She ministered to that first one with the same kindness that groomed, Stockholm-syndromed housewife, shameless bubblegum, ministered to her Yazidi slaves. After barely 10 minutes, the toy lay unrecognizable, earless, legless, eyeless, tailless, its stuffing all out on the side. A carnage worthy of Jack the Ripper. I reproached Pepita with her cruelty, comparing her to Isis. Until then, I did not know dogs could lie as shamelessly as humans can. She gave me an innocent, even shocked look, as if she had done absolutely nothing wrong. Yet, there was a little artful flame dancing in her eyes, which showed she knew very well she had behaved horribly and, moreover, felt no remorse whatsoever. It was then I realized that my Pepita was an astute politician. Image. How sad, never mind. Someone else would have eviscerated her. After Pepita had got through 3 toys in so many days, I got the idea to name them after loathsome politicians or disgusting celebrities and photograph the results of her tender loving care. I was of course spoilt for choice as we are unfortunately saddled with the most despicable elite in several centuries. Image. So what? Grotta's growth wasn't sustainable. I confess it gave me a mean sort of pleasure to imagine the worst German chancellor since 1945 or the most inept prime minister Britain has ever had lying ripped open on the sofa. The metaphor was also fitting, those people are nothing but straw-filled puppets, deceptive outer covers with nothing remotely human inside. Tiny but resilient Pepita is a dog who does me proud. Rather than wallowing in victimhood, she bites back. Hard. Image. The B-Boyd's hideous heroine, Malaria Holanthe the Head. Copyright Doxy, going postal.